Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto and cabinet secretaries have announced new appointments to various government boards and university councils as U.S. asylum orders create uncertainty for some Kenyans. Meanwhile, financial aid cuts could exacerbate terror risks, impacting over 1 million refugees. Separately, the government secretly paid 120 million Kenyan shillings to the family of Julie Ward. The Kenya Met Department forecasts rainfall for Nairobi and other regions, while election observers lauded IEBC for fair by-elections. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
Only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting urgent calls for electoral reforms. Voter bribery and chaos were reported in Mbere North. The IEBC is confirming winners across contested areas.
In business.
The government plans tighter insurance regulation as Sanlam Kenya rebrands. NSC and Somalia Boss sign an MOU to boost cross-border markets. Centam's half-year profit rose 6.1% to 472 million shillings due to reduced debt costs.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.